Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. You probably agree with the saying, the bee is praised, the mosquito is swatted, because they're vectors of some nasty viruses.
Mosquitoes can spread Zika, dengue, West Nile, Eastern equine encephalitis, and malaria, which is a major killer around the world.
That's why for years, scientists have been developing a genetically modified, or GM, mosquito to reduce the numbers of those in the wild. And no, they're not made to kill. Instead, these modified male mosquitoes used to love to get the job done.
They mate with wild females and produce only male offspring that do not bite but feed on nectar instead. In August of 2020, 750 million GM Aedes aegypti mosquitoes were released in the Florida Keys, the first field test done in the U.S.
But they've actually been tested since 2009. In Grand Cayman, over 3 million were released. They survived, mated with wild females, and after 3 months, the mosquito population fell by 80%.
Field tests in Brazil were as effective, and the World Health Organization supports using GM mosquitoes to control the Zika virus.
Even though the Florida project has been reviewed by federal and local agencies, some Floridians don't want GM mosquitoes in their state, worried that this Jurassic Park experiment could go awry.
It's normal to be skeptical of new technologies, but this may prove to be a valuable weapon against deadly viruses that shouldn't be allowed to get a free ride any longer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.